Sunday, February 16th. People have been saying for at least 10 years, the dunk contest is done. Like, what else can they possibly do, right? What else can they come up with? It's all been done. And then last night happens. And this happened again, you know, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, when it was the Gordon and Levine thing. Like, the thing that people forget to realize when they say that is the athletes evolve as well. And what happened last night are things that, like, physically, people certainly in my childhood 30 years ago, but definitely 20 years ago and even 10 years ago, the athletes were not capable of doing. Bottom line. Like, if you suggested that in 1988, Dominique Wilkins or even MJ do what Aaron Gordon did last night or what Derek did last night, it would be, you would be laughed out of the room. Like, if you look at that, you know, iconic dunk contest, the dunks are like, like, you know, Dominique throws it down hard, but like, and it's awesome. Don't get me wrong. And I loved it when I was 11 years old and I love it right now, but those dunks would, you know, he would lose in the first round to these guys. It's like a different level of athlete, which is a thing that, you know, to take this kind of off path for a second, which is the thing that I always say about MJ and LeBron. Athletically, they were a generation ahead of their peers. LeBron might be two or three generations ahead. He's that ridiculous. But, you know, MJ was an athlete like Kobe and McGrady and, to a lesser degree, Harold Miner, you know, guys who were coming into the league 10 years after him. The guys he was playing against, maybe Clyde Drexler is an exception, maybe. But other than that, the Mark Aguirre, Andrew Toney, even Byron Scott, right, who was like considered a athletic two guard back then, like Jordan was just superior athletically, and LeBron just obviously is, you know, a different type of species right now than everyone else. And that's what we saw in the dunk contest last night and with Zach LaVine a few years ago. It's just the athlete and the ability to jump and do things physically didn't exist. People are just evolving, better training, better genes, and just, you know, like everything else in the world. That's what happened. So when those things, you know, you take those into account, what we saw last night was just freaking ridiculous. And like, I don't usually get excited for the dunk contest. I probably haven't seen many of them live at the very least in the last decade. They're just not that important to me anymore, even though I love NBA All-Star Weekend. Always have. Just so much fun. But last night I happened to be on the couch. I'm like, oh, I'm going to just watch this night. Nothing else going on. And it was freaking awesome. Just shout out to those guys. And tonight we got the All-Star game. And that, you know, I'll be in and out of. But again, just seeing these stars, and basketball stars are the most relatable, obviously. They're just like, you just know these guys better than any other sport. And just to see them all around and hanging out and dapping each other up and being friendly and joking before the game and during the game is just a beautiful thing to see. And the dunk contest was, you know, a special one last night. And I'm psyched I got to see it. Hope you guys did too.